farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture is assuring the public that its buyer's mission that seeks to attract overseas importers of local fresh produce through the Agricultural Competitiveness Program will not affect local supply. Stay with us to find out more. I'm Vaughn Davis. Thanks for waking up with us.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
The Ministry of Agriculture is assuring Jamaicans that its buyer's mission, which seeks to attract overseas importers of local fresh produce, will not affect local supply. Marketing consultant at the ministry, Dr. Derek Deslandes, says Jamaicans can also still expect their usual supply of local produce, as systems have been put in place to address the issue amid the prevailing drought.
The drought has been a wake-up call, and I think the AgriPark was one of the ways to address it. But the program has to be expanded beyond just AgriPark, because most of our farmers that are producing for the local marketplace don't have access to water. They are rain-fed, so whenever there's no rainfall, then there's a problem.
He says several programs within the ministry are geared towards water harvesting and water storage as a means of providing farmers with the ability to sustain themselves and mitigate the dry spell. The ministry says the sustainability of the Agricultural Competitiveness Program will ultimately depend on the relationships formed between the farmers and buyers. Also, Dr. Deslandes notes that training is another important component of the program that will ensure its longevity.
So the sustainability is really on two levels. One is to train and improve the farmer's ability to grow his business, which is farming. And two, improving the ability of technocrats to manage the process and to provide the linkage and information that's necessary.
Marketing officers within the ministry, as well as Rural Agricultural Development Authority RADA personnel, have been trained in how to access U.S. databases, research trending crops in the U.S. at any time, research price points, and identify gaps in the U.S. supply chain that Jamaica can fill. Other partners include the National Irrigation Commission, JAMPRO, and the Agro Investment Corporation. Plans are also underway to create a database that can be accessed by overseas buyers, which will allow them to contact local farmers.
We're also building a number of databases. So, for example, one of the databases will pull in all the farmers who are on the agri-parks, what they're growing, how much land they have. So a buyer could, in fact, go online, click on the farmer's name, make contact with the farmer, say, okay, fine, I want this or I want that.
And now for our proverb of the day. Brick pom brick bil oos. And this means you can achieve your goals by taking small steps, finally getting to your destination by putting one foot in front of the other.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware. Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Seriously.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer and Joey James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.